I believe y'all. Everything gonna be all right. Hello, this is Thornetta Davis, Detroit's Queen of the Blues, and you're listening to Blues and Soul Music at the Juke Joint with the Duke of Juke, Robert Barkley, here on CMU Public Radio. Do that again. I feel joy when I'm dancing. Come on, dance with me. There's no better feeling than peace, love, and harmony. So why waste your time crying about the problems you're going through? It'll be all right when you believe it will. Get up, dance away your blues. Get up. And clap your hands. You better get on up and move it while you can. Get up, get on up, get up and dance away your blues. Now you're working hard all week just to pay your bills. You got enough to cover two drinks and away your blues. Get up, get up, get up, get up and dance away your blues. Get up, get up, get up, get up and dance away your blues. No matter what your age, you're rich or poor, trouble disappear when you're on the floor. Get up, get on up, y'all. Get up and dance away your blues.
Well, that's Detroit's Queen of the Blues, and she will take the stage at the Chicago Blues Festival in early June. And tonight at the Juke Joint, I will be featuring most of the lineup of the 36th Annual Chicago Blues Festival. Well, good evening. It's Sunday evening. It's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, and that means it's time for 3 hours of the blues from the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barclay. I will be featuring a good portion of the lineup of the 36th annual Chicago Blues Festival tonight. In fact, the entire show consists of bands that will be in Chicago in early June. Actually, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Did I say it's the world's largest free blues festival? If I didn't, there you go. Now you know. I'll talk a little bit more about it throughout the broadcast tonight. I will be debuting the new CD from the Cashbox Kings. They got a new release out on Alligator Records, and they'll be at Chicago. We're also going to hear from the senior generation of Chicago blues artists, including Bobby Rush, Billy Boy Arnold, Jimmy Johnson, and Irwin Helfer. They are all in their 80s and still performing wonderful music. We'll also hear from younger artists like Omar Coleman, Marquise Knox, Jerikus Singleton, and maybe Toronto Cannon isn't their age, but he's not the older generation. I think for the first time ever, Dave Alvin, along with Jimmy Dale Gilmore, will be appearing at the Chicago Blues Fest. And we'll hear some Memphis Soul from Don Bryant. But let's return to Thornetta Davis, Detroit's Queen of the Blues. I think the last time she appeared there, she shared the stage with Larry McRae. That won't be the case this time around, but she's a wonderful artist. I have featured her before. I've had her on the show for 3 hours a year or two ago, and that was great fun. Let's return to her CD titled Honest Woman. This came out in 2016, and it's on the Sweet Mama Music label. And here she's singing a duet with Kim Wilson on a tune titled I Gotta Sing the Blues.
If you take time to walk in my shoes, the blues comes easy, you see. But I refuse to stay in the past. There are times that come and they go. I live my life like today is the last. That's why I want your own. And how this came to be. The blues is in me so strong. I can't deny this my destiny. That's why I've lasted so long. Not rich with money, I got what I need. For me, that's more than enough. Oh, I raised my daughter, fed my family. The blues ain't been nothing but good to me. I gotta say. The blues,
Thornetta Davis, I Gotta Sing the Blues. Also appearing at this year's 36th Annual Chicago Blues Festival in June, a band that, according to this CD, is celebrating 45 years of offering the blues. This is a horn-based band of R&B musicians, Roomful of Blues. Well, this came out 5 years ago. They're going to be back at the Chicago Blues Fest, so this must be their 50th anniversary of a working band. And let's open up this live recording from 2013.
Ladies and gentlemen, celebrating 45 years, welcome Alligator Recording Artists, Roomful of Blues.
Travels with us all across the land, every roadhouse in every state, there's a line out the gate, and we travel all across the land. She really loves to jump to room for the blue. She gone and worn out 100 pair of shoes. Never takes a seat till the mission is complete. As we travel all across the land, keep on rocking, baby. You got the crown on their feet. Keep on rocking, baby. As the band counts out the beat, she really wild for a honking sack. Upon man relax. She's crazy about the 88. Got a smile on her face. As we travel all across the land. Now go. Jump a little higher. Jump a little higher. Watch her dance to the rockin' rhythm. Watch her dance all night long. Watch her dance to the rockin' rhythm. Watch her dance all night long. Watch her dance to the rockin' rhythm. Watch her dance all night long. Watch her dance to the rockin' rhythm. Watch her dance all night long. Now we'll
something Roomful recorded with Big Joe Turner back in the day.
Been a long time since I've been down to the Crawdad Hole. Been a long time since I've been down to the Crawdad Hole. Last time I was down there, I pulled my line at the pole. Well, I caught a lot of men home.
she gonna do now the punk gon' try? Well, my buddy asked me, what you gonna do now the punk gon' try? I'm gonna sit on the bank and watch a crawdad die.
That's right, Roomful of Blues formed 50 years ago, and Duke Robillard was one of the founders of Roomful of Blues. Of course, he was the band leader and on guitar back in those early years. He left Roomful years ago. Now, on this particular recording from the Roomful of Blues, that was Phil Pemberton on the vocals. At the Blues Fest, it'll be Lynn Jordan. She'll be singing the blues for you at the Chicago Blues Fest on Sunday evening. That would be June the 9th. We just heard a tune titled Crawdad Hole. And as Phil mentioned, it's an old Big Joe Turner tune from the 50s. Crawdad Hole. And we opened up with Just Keep On Rockin'. My name is Robert Barclay. I am featuring the 36th Annual Chicago Blues Fest lineup. I said at the beginning, most of the lineup I'll be spinning tonight. However, it'll be more like half of it, but I'm hitting several generations of musicians from their 20s on up to about 90. And they still have the chops to get out there and perform. That's why they're coming to the Blues Fest. Let's turn to a younger member of the Blues Fest lineup, 46-year-old Omar Coleman. You perhaps saw him at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival a couple of summers ago, or at the Gem Theater in downtown St. Louis. He is a Chicago native. He's a harp player greatly influenced by Junior Wells. And let's turn to his live recording at Rosa's Lounge. Omar Coleman, vocals and harp, and we're going to open up with Raspberry Wine.
Yeah. Woke up this morning, my head was full of pain. A throbbing sensation all through my brain. The room was spinning just like a washing machine. I looked in my cup, guess what I see? Raspberry wine. You know it works all the time. Raspberry wine. Yeah, it's the fruit of the vine. Oh, it tastes real sweet and it's pretty and pink. Raspberry wine. I grew these cherries in the back of my yard. Tried to grow cherries, but didn't get too far. Westside farming, it sure enough be hot. But if you keep on striving, you can have you some of this raspberry wine. Ow. You know it works all the time, yeah. Raspberry wine. Oh yeah, it's the fruit of the vine. Oh, it tastes real sweet and it's pretty. Raspberry wine, hey, hey. Drink too much, you might go out in the street. Make friends with people you shouldn't want to meet. Talking, laughing with folks you don't know. Next thing you know, you're reaching for some of that raspberry wine. Oh yeah, it's the fruit of the vine. Oh, raspberry wine. Oh yeah, it's the fruit of the vine. It tastes real sweet and it's pretty and pink. Raspberry wine, hey, yeah. You know, I drank too much wine today. And I think I need to sleep it off a little bit. Because these berries were grown on the west side town. Therefore, it has a higher alcohol content. Know what I mean? Talking about raspberry wine. Yeah. You see, we be drinking good on the west side of town. Yeah, yeah. Raspberry wine for all of my friends. You see? Yeah. It tastes real sweet and it's pretty. You know it works all the time. Yeah. right, we got to go down to Concho because they're telling us that this album. How you doing there, brother Neil? All right, you know what? I think I got my boots on too. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, come on, P, we got to go down to Concho. Oh, yeah, doggy. I got a two-headed woman, knows everything I do. I got a two-headed woman, knows everything I do. Keep two eyes on me, two more eyes on you. But you know what? I went to the fortune teller. You got a two-headed woman that knows everything you do. Yeah, she do. Keep two eyes on me, two more eyes on you. All right, that big hit there, buddy. Oh, yeah, doggy there. She's a two-headed woman, y'all, and she knows everything I do, yeah.
Yeah, Two-Headed Woman. That was Omar Coleman doing the song Junior Wells, his mentor, recorded decades ago. And Omar Coleman brought it back to the forefront in 2015 on his recording live at Rose's Lounge on the west side of Chicago, sometimes known as the world's friendliest blues bar. Omar Coleman. And in front of that, we heard him on Raspberry Wine. My name is Robert Barclay. Now we're going to turn to an artist who was born in Muskegon and grew up in Detroit. Her name? Betty LeVette. Very, very stylish singer. She can record the songs written by the Beatles and give it a soulful approach. She does a great job with that. She's done that with Bob Dylan and numerous other artists. Her CD from last year was titled Things Have Changed. And she will be headlining Saturday night at the Chicago Blues Fest. That's Saturday, June the 8th. Let's turn to Betty LeVette on a pair of tunes from last year's CD. And we're going to open up with Seeing You, The Real At Last.
Stars. You could sing like Otis Redding. You could dance like Bruno Mars. I don't mind a bit of trouble. Trouble always comes to pass. All I care about now is seeing the real, real, real you it now. I guess I should have known. I got troubles, you got troubles. I think we ought to leave each other alone. Whatever you're gonna do, baby, go on, do it fast. I'm just trying to get used to seeing the real, raw, real, real you at last. Oh, yes, I am seeing the real you at last. Gather round people, wherever you're wrong, and admit that the waters around you have grown. Just accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your breath is worth saving, you better start swimming, or you're gonna sink like a stone. 'Cause the times, they're changing. Said the times, they're changing now. Come here, writers and critics, prophesize with your pen. Keep your eyes wide open, this chance might not come again. Now don't speak too soon, 'cause the wheel's still in spin. There ain't no telling who it's naming. The loser is later win. Times, they're changing. Said the times are changing now. Please heed the call. Don't block up the doorway. Don't be standing around in the hall. 'Cause the one that gets hurt is the one who is stalled. There's a battle raging, soon gonna shake your windows and all your walls. The times, they're changing. Said the times, they're changing now. Come here, mothers and fathers, all throughout the land. What you can't understand. Now your sons and your daughters are way behind your command. 'Cause your old road is aging, just get out of the way. If you can't lend a hand, 'cause the times,
And that was Betty LaVette. And I mentioned to you before I played those two tunes that she interprets various rock and pop artists over the years, and including some of the Beatles tunes, Lennon McCartney compositions. Did you recognize either one of those? Those were Bob Dylan tunes. We heard Seeing the Real You at Last, and we just heard The Times They Are a-Changin'. Betty LaVette, and she'll be at the Chicago Blues Fest. Well, we're going to take two more tunes, and I want to go to perhaps the oldest member of the lineup, 90-year-old Jimmy Johnson. You'd never know he was 90 because he took good care of himself. And I'm going to send these two tunes out to a longtime listener named Duke, who is traveling to the Middle East tomorrow, and we're going to send him off with a couple of Jimmy Johnson tunes. And here he is on guitar and vocals. We're going to open up with Blue Monday.
Thank you.
90-year-old Jimmy Johnson, who will be at the Chicago Blues Festival coming up the weekend of June 7th, 8th, and 9th. And Jimmy Johnson will be performing Friday night, June 7th, at 6:30 p.m., the Jimmy Johnson Band. I should mention that his brothers are also blues and soul musicians. Had a listener call up. He said, "Don't forget to tell the listeners this. Mack Thompson was the longtime bassist for Magic Sam Maget, and Thompson is the family name, but Mack's brothers Syl and Jimmy changed their name to Johnson, and Syl and Jimmy are still with us, thankfully. Anyway, when I get back after the station ID, I'm going to debut the new CD from the Cashbox Kings, so you be sure to stay near the radio.